This is Hot Takes with Nick and Justin. A little bit of a different area this time. We're at the NovaCare Complex in Philadelphia. We got brought up by the Eagles Autism Foundation, and we're super grateful, so thank you.
Yeah.
And I say we just get right into it.
Why not?
Yeah. Let's get into the... We've already kind of gotten into the recent signing of Saquon Barkley, but I think we got to dive deeper into it. So, Saquon Barkley, Penn State, you know.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this move for the Eagles?
I like it. I think it brings like another weapon to the offense. I thought Swift was like a great running back for them, but I think just in the passing game, also with like how big his quads are,
it
brings them more of a pass catch, not like a pass blocking system. That like I don't know if you could have done that with Dante Swift. Just the stature of him, but I like it though. I love it.
Yeah, I love it. I love the move. Personally, yes, we had DeAndre Swift. It's unfortunate, but
Kenneth Gainwell, great player.
Yeah, don't forget about Gainwell. But I think Saquon is a huge help with the tush push.
That's it.
Well, obviously, there's more, but I'm just saying, you got two guys in the backfield who can squat like 600 pounds.
Ban the play.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I love the move. That's just me personally, but
I think also. I think with Saquon is that I think it's more reliable than Swift because Saquon, even though Swift was healthy most of the year, Swift has dealt with injuries, and Saquon, yes, he was injured last year. That was a freak injury. I felt like his ankle. I feel like with the offensive line, if they decide to add something to the guard position because Jurgens is moving center, like I feel like they're probably gonna have a top five offensive line, but I think it just adds more of a. That's more of a diverse.
He just fits the scheme of the team. I feel like
he fits the city.
He obviously.
Yeah.
Big Penn State guy, but.
Go Lions. Go Lions.
Are they new bracket, right? College football.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're gonna see PSU there. I'm telling you.
I don't know about that.
I think
Coach Franklin. I don't know about Coach Franklin.
I think we're gonna see him. I think we're gonna see him in the playoffs.
I mean, that ain't make it fired. Jeez Louise.
But off season for the Eagles.
I will say, look, I think Howie's done a great job. A little questionable, I feel like, this off season, just with the whole Hassan Reddick situation that happened. I feel like, yes, they did trade him. I feel like they could have got more, and also, the whole Bryce Huff thing and bringing him in and getting rid of Hassan. I thought you could have at least tried to keep them together, or. You know, you did trade him. The value. I thought they could have been more. Kai coming off 4 or 5 straight 10-plus sack seasons, I thought it was more worth than a couple, like a conditional. But, you know, it's how things work.
No, I absolutely agree.
Guy, like, he's a great player. But when you hit 30, trade value hits a little different when you're 30 than you're 26.
Yeah, no matter, like, how good of a player you are, once you hit that one age, it just...
Value goes down. You're not the same... Like, you'll probably have another couple great years, but at some point, your body starts to loop.
It's not the same as it was.
I'm saying. Remember, like, Cam Newton?
Yeah.
He's a dog.
Yeah, and then just that, as you get older, you just, you know.
Cryptic treats.
Yeah. And also, he was a scrambler, so it didn't really help, but.
Yeah. But, what else? What else happened the offseason? Oh, Devontae Parker.
Yeah.
It's a fine move. Add another weapon. I think this will put Swift more in the slot, though, I feel like. Because I feel like the route running with, not Swift,
Smith.
I feel like that puts him more in the slot now, just because how diverse he is as a route runner. And Devontae, he's an outside receiver. He's not inside. He's an outside. I feel like it fits more of Devontae Smith's play style to get him the ball quicker. Yeah, I feel like he's kind of the best wide receiver this year of the Eagles out of the three of them.
Yeah.
In my eyes.
I love Devontae Smith. I mean, as an Alabama fan.
No way.
You've heard it many times. I'm an Alabama fan, so, like, I knew this was going to happen. It's just, it's kind of weird to see him and A.J. Brown, like, split catches. Like, I just, because you saw the beginning of the season. How many weeks? I would say 6 weeks, Smith looked like the number one guy, and then out of nowhere, A.J. Brown comes out.
I feel like after the Vikings game.
Yeah, it was.
When Hurts and Brown got into that little discussion.
Yeah, that's.
Brown took off for, I think, six straight, 125. Yeah. He had 1,400 or something crazy like that in the first 8-10 weeks.
Yeah.
And then I feel like kind of with the Bills, kind of. You hit a down stretch of your season. Unfortunately for the Eagles, it was at the wrong time. Mm-hmm. But I think now with a new offensive mind, new defensive mind, not having the stuff that happened last year with the defensive coaches.
Mm-hmm.
We have Sean Desai, but then you bring in Matt Patricia. I think it just helps the players overall too.
Yeah.
And with a healthy Slay, what they do with the outside other corner with Bradbury, mm-hmm. whoever they do,
mm-hmm.
in the draft. I feel like Eagles could have a...
And CJ.
He's back.
Yeah, he's back.
Great ball player.
Yeah, I can't wait to see, like... I just want to see the old defense again, man. I
don't know what's going to happen. even though, like, I get that. Who was the D coordinator a couple years ago? Oh, Jonathan Gannon.
Arizona.
Like, with the defense, though, I don't feel like they're ever going to get back to that kind of year they had with the 70 sacks. They can get close to it, like, with 50-something. Mm-hmm. It's so hard to be that dominant on the edge.
Yeah.
In line, like, you had Javon Hargrave, Fletcher Cox, Jordan Davis when he was healthy. You had Joshua Sonrek, Brandon Graham. You had all those guys. I think with Brandon Graham now, what is he, 30? I'm not trying to get age wrong. He's in mid-30s.
Yeah.
Mid-early Cox 30s. Is retired. Hargrave's in there no more. Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis should take a step this year if things go well. I think it could be positive. I think it's going to be a competition with the division again.
Mm-hmm. I see Jalen Carter having an outstanding year this year.
What prediction? This is April 12th that we're talking about, or 13th we're talking about. So, like, contest.
Prediction for, like...
His season, yeah. I think he makes the Pro Bowl this year. That's fine.
Yeah, I think he makes the Pro Bowl, and he definitely gets into double digit for sacks, I think, without a question for me. But that's just... You know, my opinion. But I personally see there's a hole in the defense. Linebackers.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
No, I think N'Kobe Dean could be good. Mm-hmm. Could be great. It just depends on if he stays healthy. But, yeah, I think linebacker is a need, but they can fix that. You can get players. Heck, Moreau was here last year, now with the Bills. He filled in. But it's a work in progress. Like not every team's complete by April.
Mm-hmm.
It's the NFL.
Yeah.
But by the draft time, maybe May, January, not January, June, you get like maybe some depth signings at that position. Some guys. Shaq Leonard was here last year.
Yeah, and I forget who.
Moreau was here. Shaq Leonard, N'Kobe Dean.
Shaq Leonard's the...
He was a Colts guy.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's what I was saying.
He's a dog.
Yeah, Shaquille Leonard. That's who, yeah. Because I remember when he got signed, it was like nobody was expecting
nobody
that.
Nobody even thought he was going to leave. That's the thing. I think his contract was something big, but you know, it's business. Mm-hmm. You know? Just like
how old is he? He's up there, I think.
He's like 28, 29.
Oh, never mind.
He was drafted in the same year Josh was.
Yeah.
Josh Allen. He was a dog. Love that guy.
Yeah, but who... I mean,
I would die for a sword for Josh Allen.
Going away from the Eagles. Hey, you're a Phillies fan though. Let's get that straight. So
with you, I'm obligated to be an Eagles fan with you.
All right, but so we're looking at the next season, and obviously we're talking about all this lineup stuff and all that. Do you think the Eagles can? Do you think they can? Let's put it this way. Do you think they can get to the 10-win mark next year?
That's a stupid question. Yeah, they can.
You,
yeah.
But I don't
like
know.
In my eyes, yeah, because like, they didn't lose. Yes, they lost key players.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like Jason Kelce's a big loss. And Spencer Cox. Like Jason Kelce's probably one of the biggest losses in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But also like, it's sometimes good to start fresh as a team.
Yeah.
Like the Super Bowl era, that's slowly dwindling away.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time to, you know, Harry Roseman to key in on the new future of the Eagles. Because, like, yes, he lost Fletcher Cox. He was getting up there in age. Mm-hmm. Some point he's going to retire, just like Brandon Graham is going to retire sometime. Hassan Redick is here. Contract dispute, he's out. Bring in Bryce Huff. I bring in a new foundation, which, like, just like the Bills, kind of, to, like, parallel. Like, how the Bills trade where Diggs and lost Gabe Davis and lost all the veteran players. You got to start new sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it's a good and scary thing in both minds. Because, like, Nolan Smith is going to have to play a lot more. Bryce Huff's going to play his most snaps.
I like that idea, though, of Nolan Smith playing more, personally.
Oh, absolutely.
I think it's
a freak of nature.
Yeah, I think it's a great, like, it's a good step.
I mean, he's a dog, too. Yeah. The Bulldogs.
Yeah. But, so they get, you think, the reason why I asked the 10 wins is because I feel like there's, I don't know, but I'm sure there's so many people that believe that they're not going to make it to the 10-win mark again. Like, I don't know if that's just, like.
I don't know if that's really, because, like, you still got Hurts, you got Brown, you got Smith.
Mm-hmm.
You got Saquon, you got Juergens, you got Lane Johnson, Mailata.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the other guard? I don't know. They're going to get some stud.
They improved the secondary.
They did improve the secondary.
Which was heavily needed.
Now, I will say, I like Ringo. I like Ricks.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they got to draft a corner, though. I'm not.
Yeah, that third corner slot is just.
Third and second. Because Bradbury, even though he was great his first year,
we all know the story.
He didn't play well.
Yeah.
And it's a business. It's a job.
Yeah, I'm sure he knows that. I'm sure.
I'm sure everybody knows that. How like the whole, not just him, the whole defense, how they played.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sure they didn't accept how bad they played. Like they didn't like how bad they played. I feel like they're gonna step up this year.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great year. What else? What else? What else did the Eagles
so
do? New coordinators. They got Kellen Moore and Vic Fangio.
Yeah.
Now Vic. He's great. He's great. When I see him play my team, he looks absolutely. It's a different side of Vic. Yeah. But I mean, I feel like Vic might have better success in Philly just because also, like, Miami, they lost two of the premium edge rushers to season-ending injuries.
Mm-hmm.
With Bradley Chubb, who I will say it till, I don't know, 30 years from now, Bradley Chubb should have never been in that Ravens game at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
It was a stupid decision.
Yeah, that was.
It risked his career. It risked money. Jalen Phillips tore his Achilles because MetLife. Yeah.
That stadium, man.
It's awful. It's Bush League.
Yeah. It's.
Now, great viewing. Great. Aaron Rodgers probably said it's a great place to watch Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
not good to play at.
Yeah. That stadium as a whole, I think. I feel like players somehow voted on it or something.
It's not like that. They hate
every. I feel like every player can come to an agreement besides Aaron Rodgers.
They don't like turf. That's the one thing with players. Yeah. They don't like turf because turf, like, I don't know. I think it's something with the ground that makes your feet stick in it a little long. Because grass, it's like natural. You know?
Yeah. Grass is just like.
You get in, you get out.
Yeah.
Turf, it's concrete. You're stepping on concrete. Mm-hmm. And if your foot gets caught in concrete.
It's not gonna feel good.
You might twist something. Yeah. You might break something. But with Vic, I feel like he's probably gonna have better success because it's a younger defense he's going to now.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the secondary. But you got Reed Blankenship, who what's he gonna be? That's the question.
Yeah, he had his moments last year. So
I think with TJ back, it's gonna take some load off him because Byard. To be honest, it wasn't the best fit. It felt like
it.
And Sidney Brown has a future. It was just young, but I feel like the corners they're gonna do some work there because Slay, he's in his mid-30s.
Yeah, he's still
he's still great though.
Yeah, he's still good.
Bradbury, they're gonna see what they're gonna do with him. I like the depth of the corners. I do like that. I like the young. But I like the D line. Like you have two potential D tackles who could be, I don't know, making. $100 million.
Yeah,
and then you have the edge worries me though with the some like and the linebacking too because with linebackers with Miami they had Jerome Baker, they had Van Ginkle, they had Chubb, they had other players too.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like without that set in stone middle linebacker that who's gonna tell the defense what to do.
Yeah,
I feel like that could cause some little difficulties at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, going back to the Byard thing, I think it was a, I don't know what the saying is.
It was
a good idea.
It was a great idea.
It just didn't.
It didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
Sometimes that happens.
Yeah, sometimes it happens. We've seen it many times, so.
Yeah.
But let's go through the, let's go through the division of the Eagles. So
go
like
commies.
Yeah. So
love them.
Let's go, you start first. First to last seed in the division. With records.
See, I would pick the Cowboys, but the stuff that the CeeDee Lamb news worries me a little bit, and the whole Dak Prescott accusations, that worries me a little bit. I'm going to pick the Eagles one. I'm going to pick Cowboys two. Eagles were like, I think Eagles could go 12-5, Cowboys 11-6, Giants 3, I think they go 7-10. I love the Brian Burns addition.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably
That's probably one of the best additions this all season.
And then the commies.
Yeah.
4-13.
Mm-hmm.
Great logo.
4-13.
Great logo.
Yeah, I
will say, Terry McLaurin, if you want to come to Buffalo. Just point that out there. Why not? Need a wide receiver here.
Or Philly.
You guys have enough. Right? That's the problem. But just too desperate for more.
Mine's pretty similar, though. I think you had Eagles at 12 wins. I don't know about that much. I'm saying going...
No one thought they were going to go 13-1 in the one they went to Super Bowl.
Yeah, but then they... Okay, oh, yeah, that's fair.
One thought Jalen Hurts was a franchise. Like, that's the thing. Like, stuff happens. Like, no one expects stuff to... You can expect a thing to happen, but it can go totally different. Like, the Eagles were 10-1.
Mm-hmm.
People expect them to go to the Super Bowl. Stuff happens and stuff changes.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think, like, just like 2021, 2022 season, people said on ESPN and everywhere, like, this it's a make-or-break year for Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
And the roster they had was good enough to go places,
mm-hmm.
and he had to step up. That's what I think the D-line has to do this year for mm-hmm. the Eagles to be 12-5.
Yeah, I have them at 10 wins. I think...
And the division's going to be a crapshoot? The NL East?
NL East.
Yeah, remember the NFC East. Remember that a couple years ago when every team was like 7-9?
Oh, yeah, no, yeah.
That happened.
Yeah.
I want that to happen.
It happens.
I want that to happen.
I think I got the Eagles getting 10 wins. I still think 10 wins is great.
Do you think that wins the division? So I don't think 10 wins wins you the division this
I
time.
Think it will. I think Cowboys are also going to have 10 wins, but they're going to have that
tie
extra.
Breaker.
Yeah, I think they're going to have that extra win over the Cowboys. So... I kind of see it as like not a repeat of last year, but like very similar division standings from last year. I don't know about. I think they can definitely go further in playoffs.
The Eagles?
Yeah, without a doubt.
I mean, yeah.
With the roster, there's no like they haven't lost. Like they've gained more talent than they've lost. Like without a doubt, in my opinion.
Hassan Reddick.
And Jason Kelce.
It's kind of like with the offense. I feel like you did lose more on offense than you did defense. Cause D line, yes, it is. Like you lose a premium pass rusher, but at the same time, guys with new roles can step up. With mm-hmm. the offense, Cam Jurgens got a lot on his table.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to perform well, but I think he will. He's a Pro Bowl last year. He's a great guard mm-hmm. / center. Heck, man, they draft that Oregon State guy. Trade up for the guy. He can play guard.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of interesting things that could happen. But what's the rest of your NFC East? You only got two teams.
So, Eagles, Cowboys.
Yeah.
Giants and Commanders, toss up.
No. There's only one right option here.
Yeah, I'm saying Giants.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
No, I picked the Giants, but Drake May might become franchise Drake. You know, guy... I might be looking like Champagne Poppy out here. He's a dog. I love Drake, man. I can't help it.
Drake, man.
He's a dog, man.
Wait, what pick do you also
have? They have 21. Yeah. They're 21, 22.
Yeah, I think corner or linebacker is the way to go. But.
Draft offensive line, I don't know.
Howie knows what he's doing.
I hope he knows what he's doing.
He does. I believe in him. I believe in him personally. I think. Yeah. People... Do you remember, like...
I draft linebacker first. Yeah, I don't know.
Do you not remember, like, 4 years ago when nobody was a fan of Howie.
I was too much into the Bills. I can't lie. I could care less about 4 years ago. I was not the biggest Eagles guy.
Okay. But 4 years ago, people were not the biggest fan of Howie.
Oh, yeah. Carson, signed Carson Wentz to a ginormous deal.
Who wouldn't? Do you not remember what he did?
I get that, but he's coming off ACL injury.
Yeah.
You can't you should have given him a bridge deal, but like giving him that much money is questionable. It's just like every contract is though.
Mm-hmm.
Every contract is like it's in like a hourglass.
Yeah.
Like clearly like the top is good, the bottom's terrible.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz, unfortunately, after the hammy injury against Seattle, he was never good again. That's why he was on the practice field with four different teams.
But
on
that,
the body.
Like,
I will say that Instagram post he did with the four teams where he had like the Colts helmet. You ever see that? You haven't seen the picture?
Sounds cool.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Yeah.
He's at Chiefs now. He's a dog.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somehow, I don't know. Somehow.
But that era of Carson Wentz on the Eagles was like
that's a weird era because they won a Super Bowl, then they. Then they finished second, beat the Bears, lose the Saints. I forget Alshon Jeffrey was a wide receiver for the Eagles. Think about that.
That was
6 years ago.
That catch in the Super Bowl just always be like
on Gilmore.
Yeah,
Gilly Lock.
Yeah, that will always like be in my. I'll always remember that.
And he has a touchdown in the Super Bowl. Who would forget that?
Yeah, but it was an outstanding catch.
Oh yeah, just like I don't forget about Gabe Davis having four touchdowns and a loss.
Okay.
13 seconds. God, I'll never get over that. Yeah, you know how tough that is for me. I go place out here. It's 13 seconds.
You gotta get over it, man.
We went to the Super Bowl. Super Bowl there.
Who was it? It was Chiefs and
Bengals. Bills on fire.
Yeah.
Continue.
Yeah. But do you have anything you want to talk about with like?
Do you want to go to baseball? Because I want to talk about Phillies. Yeah. Because, like, Phillies win yesterday and 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Pitching has been phenomenal, just like yesterday. I mean, Ranger Suarez might be an all-star this year, the way he's pitching the ball out, lights out.
Yeah, just as a disclaimer, we when we showed up here, they found out that Nick was a Bills fan.
Oh, absolutely.
But Nick,
I was going to wear a Bills jersey here.
No.
Why couldn't I?
He's a Phillies fan.
A Phillies fan here.
Yeah, he's at least a Phillies fan.
I was gonna wear my my baby blue Phillies hat. I was gonna do that. I just forgot about it. It happens, you know. You forget and you learn, you know.
Yeah. But man, big game night for the Phillies. 6:30 against the Pirates.
6:40.
6:30, 6:40.
6:40. Get the time. Yeah. We're podcasting. Not Bush League.
Jeez
Louise.
Debut of the New Jerseys.
Today.
Yeah. We gave our thoughts. Did you say you liked them or no?
They're all right. Like they got grown on me. Yeah.
That's what I said. They grown on me.
I just don't think a Phillies jersey is a dark blue with gold. Is it gold or is it white? Is it gold in it?
It's like yellow.
Same thing. Gold schmold, same thing.
They've definitely grown on me, but it's just.
When you said Trey Turner's number looks like a question mark.
Yeah. His number looks like a question mark.
I would never say that.
I mean,
I'm just fan.
I'm just saying the truth. So
yeah. But let's talk about some players that have been playing well.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Marsh.
I was about
greasy hair. Brandon Marsh. Guy looks like he's greasy all the time. He might.
But probably, it works.
It does work.
It works.
Man, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I think he's gonna be an all-star this year. I truly believe that. I just think the way he's hitting the ball. And I think the confidence is the big thing too with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like coming from LA to here a couple years ago, he's 10 times the better player than he was.
Mm-hmm.
And Alec Boehm finally hit his first homer. Bryson Stott hit his first homer. What are we doing? This is just looking back at school. Yeah. People talking when we're doing this. Look at the sign that has that arrow.
Yeah, we have a huge sign behind us that says our logo. It's pretty intimidating.
Does.
This whole room's intimidating, but
not that really. You know, when you look at it, it's just a room here. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You know, you think about it. You come in here, man. Yeah. Jason Kelce did something here.
Yeah, like Jason Kelce.
But now you're sitting here, like man, I'm just doing a podcast. Yeah, right. You know, it's special. You know, hot takes.
Yeah,
got lights.
Yeah,
they all take some. I'm just joking.
Yeah, like what were you saying? Brandon Marsh.
Yeah, Brandon Marsh, Alec Boehm, Bryson Stott, the daycare.
Yeah.
I forgot that's what. Yeah.
I missed that.
I think
that
pitching
whole.
Has been like the not bullpen because Sir Anthony Dominguez has to play better.
Mm-hmm.
But I think with pitching, man, the starting pitching has been so like phenomenal to watch.
Yeah.
It's like I'm watching the Atlanta Braves back in the day. That's a crazy hypothetical right there. But I mean, they're dominating out there. It's fun to watch.
I think also going back to Brandon Marsh, people forgot he was a top prospect. Oh, yeah. He went to the Angels. He didn't have the greatest
years.
He's
also playing behind Mike Trout. That is also something, too.
People kind of just forgot about him. Yeah. He's still that
top
prospect
for
guy.
He got traded for Mickey Moniak or Logan O'Hoppe?
I feel like Mickey Moniak was later. But
was that for Syndergaard? Most no Syndergaard. Dude. That's 2 years ago.
Thor on the Phillies.
I think that was no Syndergaard for Mickey Moniak.
Yeah.
I think O'Hop. Yeah, because I remember I did not like the move at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought JT's getting up in age. And you have Logan O'Hoppe, who could be a dog.
Yeah.
You get rid of him. But Brandon Marsh has been everything the Phillies needed in an outfielder, man. It's fast. Can play defense. No offense to Kyle Schwarber and Nick Castellanos. I mean, watching Kyle Schwarber out on the field, it looked like a teddy bear. Right?
Yeah. It's Kyle Schwarber, though. You gotta.
He is Kyle Schwarber. Yeah. He hits some tanks.
Yeah, he hits some home runs, but that's kind of what you get though in baseball.
You know what sometimes I remember I forget Bryce Harper used to play the outfield. Did I miss watching him?
It feels like it's been so long since he's been
in
outfield.
I keep finding the play where he gunned Victor Robles going to third base on from like outfield. Michael Franco was on the team. Mm-hmm. Cesar Hernandez.
That whole like era of that like
2018 to 2021. Yeah.
That team was just like.
It was the most dumbest stuff I've watched.
Yeah, that was.
You had a superstar player. You had a superstar catcher, first right fielder, and it was just you had a bunch of hoopla.
Yeah,
not good players.
That's usually like the Phillies team that most people remember too.
From like 12 to 2020.
Like just all those guys. Like that's kind of what people lean towards most whenever they think of the Phillies. So, but yeah, I think we're going to wrap it up, I think. Covered a good amount today. And
covered a lot.
Huge shout out to Eagles Elton Foundation. We're super grateful and thank you.
Might post them on Snapchat. Just kidding. I don't know, maybe.
All right, this is Hot Takes with Nick and Justin. We'll be back next time.